We're one of Australia's largest youth-run organisations with over 58,000 members, many of them from Canberra. We've had 8 young people here today in the halls of Parliament, meeting with Prime Minister Gillard, with Opposition Leader Tony Abbott, and with Deputy Leader of the Greens, Christine Milne, telling her what young people want to see done on climate change, strongly in support of a price on pollution. We think that young people are the most important stakeholders in this debate. We'll still be around in 2050 when the worst impacts of climate change are hitting. Unfortunately, the rally today, the average age was quite high. Didn't see too many young people in the crowd, and I think that's representative of the broader community. We are the community, we are the young people out there who will be impacted by climate change and the ones who want to see a price on pollution.
Have you spoken to Tony Abbott yet? What are you expecting him to say, given that he does say that he now believes in climate change? It's only the way he doesn't agree with the way the government is handling it, though.
I don't want to put words in his mouth. I don't know what he's going to say to us, but what we'll be putting forward to him is the fact that young people do want to see a price on pollution, and we want to see strong action on climate change, and we'd love to see bipartisan support on this issue.
Are you heartened that Tony Abbott is meeting with you?
I guess we're meeting with the Prime Minister, the Greens and the opposition, so we are a really important stakeholder in the debate, so I think there's no reason for him not to meet with us.
Well, given that the opposition has had a fairly strong anti-climate stance, it seems like a fairly significant breakthrough.
I don't know if it's a breakthrough. I think he probably wants to meet with us to hear the views of young people from around the community, and so we should.